from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 8 o'clock. I'm Eric Scott. With just a couple of clicks online, anybody in New Jersey of any age can access an endless stream of pornography at no charge. Several states have put strict age verification tools in place on sites like Pornhub, and advocates say it's time to make the same move now in New Jersey. But there is some resistance.
Victoria Galey, a survivor of sex trafficking, says parental safety controls can only do so much. There needs to be more than just a button that asks, are you 18 years old?
Without age verification, we're basically saying it is okay for our children to be exposed to this material. It's irreversible damage to an entire generation.
Ian Corby, executive director of the Age Verification Providers Association, says it's pretty straightforward getting someone to prove their age online without even disclosing their identity.
But frankly, if we can put a man on the moon, we can do that.
Dino Flamia, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Former President Trump is taking heat for questioning Vice President Kamala Harris's racial identity. In a combative appearance at the National Association of Black Journalists Convention in Chicago Wednesday, Trump claimed he didn't know Harris was black, falsely claiming she switched her racial identity from Indian to black.
Didn't know she was black until a number of years ago when she happened to turn black, and now she wants to be known as black.
Harris immediately seized on Trump's words, calling it the same old show from the former president of divisiveness and disrespect. Polls have shown the presidential race is tightening between Harris and Trump. During his bribery and corruption trial, New Jersey U.S. Senator Bob Menendez enjoyed many nights at a posh Manhattan hotel, and he billed it all to his campaign account. His hotel bill was obtained by New Jersey Globe. It shows during the week, and when court was in session, Menendez stayed at the Millennium Hotel in the Financial District, about a mile from the courthouse. He did get a discounted government rate of $126 a night. Menendez ultimately convicted. He'll resign his Senate seat August 20th. New Jersey 101.5 News Time, 8:02. New Jersey Fast Traffic is next. Now, New Jersey 101.5 instant weather.
Happy first day of August, everyone. We start the new month with a fresh heat advisory. It is going to be a hot and humid Thursday for you with lots of hazy sunshine. We're climbing through the 70s this morning. Highs today lower to mid 90s. A few clouds tonight, maybe an isolated shower this evening. Definitely steamy as lows only fall into the mid 70s. Tomorrow, 90 to 95 with a mix of clouds and sun. Chance of a shower at any time. Best chance for scattered thunderstorms will be tomorrow night. New Jersey weather made possible by Fantasy Island Amusement Park. Visit Fantasy Island Amusement Park in Beach Haven, New Jersey, all summer long and enjoy rides, boardwalk games, and their giant arcade. More info at FantasyIslandLBI.com.
Sussex is 70, Trenton 74, Egg Harbor Township 75. Download our mobile app for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone and customized for your neighborhood. Stay informed with New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.